This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We all know, Ya Akhwan, the importance of Salat in our life. And subhanAllah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that it is the first thing we will be questioned about. In Salahat, if it is good, everything will follow. And if it's not good, everything will follow. He did not mention anything about not praying. Not praying is a different story. So that's why, with that intention, I started the series of the explanation of the du'as in the Salat. Because one of the ways to improve our Salat is to understand what we are saying in the Salat. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, last week we finished all the du'as in the Salat, before the Fatiha, in the ruku', after the ruku', in the sujood, between the two sajda, before the taslim, we did all the du'as. Now we finished the Salat and we are going to start the du'as after the Salat. So I finished my Salat and now what am I going to say? We all know many du'as after the Salat, but again, we have no idea sometimes what do they mean. So after I finish As-Salam, As-Salamu Alaikum Rahmatullah, As-Salamu Alaikum Rahmatullah, many people say, Allahu Akbar. Is there an evidence of saying Allahu Akbar? The answer is yes. There is an evidence from Ibn Abbas, and it's in the Bukhari, that he said that we used to know that the Salat is over by hearing the Takbir. So some scholars said that means after you finish the Salat, you say Allahu Akbar first. This is one opinion. The other opinion said no. This takbir that Ibn Abbas heard is from the takbir Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. When we finish the Salat, we have to follow the hadith in Sahih Muslim that is 100% authentic. Qala, إذا انصرف من الصلاة كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا انصرف من الصلاة استغفر ثلاثا ثم قال اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. This hadith in Sahih Muslim, it says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم always in Sarafa, it shows consistency. That means he used to do it all the time, that after the Salat is over, he used to make istighfar three times, and then he says the dua that we will explain. So first, he started by the, yani if we say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. But if you do not say Allahu Akbar, do not feel sorry. But the one that is 100% everybody agreed on is that the three istighfar, and then Allahumma anta as-salam. Astaghfirullah. Is it better to say Astaghfirullah or Astaghfirullah al-Azim? Which one? Astaghfirullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Astaghfirullah. We say Astaghfirullah, right? Because he taught us in another hadith that say Astaghfirullah al-Azim alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Here, istaghfara thalathan, we make istighfar thalathan, right? What does istighfar mean? Now, every time you ask somebody, what is istighfar? Asking for forgiveness, 100%. But what does it mean? Mighfar in Arabic, you know the helmet that football player puts? This is called in Arabic, mighfar. What does that helmet do? Protects, right? It protects from the harm. So, Ya Allah, I'm asking you to protect me from the effects of my sins. Because astaghfir by itself, anytime you add alif, seen, ta to a verb, that means you are asking for that verb. Anytime you add alif, seen, ta to a verb, you are asking for that verb. For example, in the surah we're going to read all tomorrow, in Surah Al-Kahf, when the Khidr and Musa alayhi salam, they were traveling, when they got to the village, what did they say? Istat'ama ahlaha fa'abaw. They istat'ama, they asked for food. Istat'ama, asked for ta'am. Ista'ana, asked for aun, asked for help. So here, astaghfir, I'm asking for maghfira. What is that maghfira? Number one is, Ya Allah, protect me from the effects of the sins that I have done. And Ya Allah, forgive. I'm asking you to forgive me for all these sins that I have done. Now, what sins I have done? I just finished Salat. I did not just finish robbing a bank or drinking alcohol. I just finished Salat. Why am I making istighfar for? Ah, subhanAllah. For two reasons. Number one, Ya Allah, you made it easy for me to make salat while so many people do not pray. And I am so behind in thanking you. So Ya Allah, forgive me for not thanking you enough. That's number one. Number two, Astaghfirullah, Ya Allah, this salat, I have no clue what the imam recited. I was so distracted. I was thinking about food. I was thinking about work, children, wife. So there was so many faults and shortcomings in that salat. So please, Ya Allah, forgive me. So this is the reason why Astaghfirullah three times. Now Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has nothing to make istighfar for. He's teaching us to make istighfar. Astaghfirullah thalathan, three times. Then after that, Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya Allah, you are the salam. Allah, one of his names in the Surah Al-Hashr, As-Salam is one of the names of Allah. Ya Allah, you are the Salam. What does the Salam mean? Two meanings. As-Salam means you are the peace and the source of peace. And the second meaning, Ya Allah, you are making all your servants Salim from your punishment, from your oppression, from your dhulm. Yaslamuna min dhulmik. Yani you guarantee that everybody will be treated justly. As-Salam. Ya Allah, you are the Salam. That means, Ya Allah, you are perfect in every single attribute. You have no deficiency. When we say Al-Hay, he is Salim from death. When we say he is Al-Alim, he is Salim from ignorance. When we say he is As-Sami', he is free, Salim from not hearing. So he is perfect in every single attribute. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam, and from you come all peace. Why, ya akhwan? Subhanallah. One of the names of Jannah is Darus Salam. Darus Salam is one of the names of Jannah. It is the place where there is salam. There's no sickness, there's no headache, there's no poverty, there's no worries, there's nothing. Nothing in the. May Allah make us all from Ahlu Darus Salam, ya Rabb. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. This is the night of Friday, a blessed night. We make a lot of dua, inshallah ta'ala. So, wa minka salam, and from you come the salam. Salam in my household, salam in my children, salam in my life, salam in everything is only from you. And I ask him every single day after my fard prayer. Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarakta. Ya Allah, all the barakah is from you. Tabarakta, and we chose the name Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Around a year ago, I explained this name in details. When we explained the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, Alidhu, and I asked many of the Arab, what does Alidhu mean? Nobody knows, because it's not used in the regular days. Alidhu means mention abundantly. Mention abundantly what, Ya Rasulullah? Alidhu biyal Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Make a lot of dua. Yani when you make your dua, you could say, Ya Allah, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. But one of the names I recommend, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us, beside all the beautiful names, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Allah, you are the owner of majesty. You are the owner of nobility and honor. You are the source of Jalal. You are the source of Ikram. Tabarakta Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Subhanallah. Now, imagine that we say this dua and we live this dua. Not just because, unfortunately, subhanallah, ya akhwan, listen to this and tell me if it sounds familiar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Antas salam. Antas salam. Familiar? No. Nobody says astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. MashaAllah. I'm talking to the wrong crowd, wallahi. Wallahi, our istighfar needs istighfar. Our istighfar needs istighfar. Because we say it so quick. So ya akhwan, when we say istighfar, you're actually asking Allah to forgive you. So if I wronged Zahid, if I wronged my dear brother, and I made a mistake, so I want to ask him for forgiveness. I don't come and say, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. What is this? So we have to have more respect when we're dealing with Allah. Astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, I'm asking you for forgiveness. Please forgive me. I just sinned, Ya Allah. Subhanallah. So Ya Akhwan, let's slow down when we're saying the adhkar. And inshallah ta'ala, every Thursday, we will take another dua that we all know. And of course, they are all 100% authentic. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Mu'adh just recited, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. We'll see you tomorrow at 6:15. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.